this is Tracy, and I would like to share with you a 99-second story. This story started 2 years ago when Tiagi and I went to South Africa to do a three-day workshop. We were picked up by a driver who spoke some English, but he mainly spoke Afrikaans, one of the many languages that is spoken in South Africa. I thought this was a great opportunity to learn some Afrikaans, so I asked the driver, "How do you say thank you?" And the driver responded by saying, "You say thank you as baie dankie." That's good, but how am I going to remember that? So I said, "Wow, that sounds like buy a donkey." So I thought, that's how I'll remember it. It sounds like buy a donkey. Well, the next day, I realized I needed an adapter to plug in my computer. So I went down to the lobby and I asked the receptionist if she had one. And when she gave it to me, I thought, this is a great opportunity to practice my new Afrikaans. So I said to her, "Buy a monkey." And I was so proud of myself, and I expected to see a brilliant smile on her face, but instead I saw a quizzical look, and I realized I said the wrong word, and I quickly corrected myself, and I said, "I mean, buy a donkey." And then she laughed, and I laughed, and we both realized the situation.
Thank you, Tracy. That is an example of a 99-second story. Stories are wonderful devices for communicating some key principle or idea. The cognitive processing, the human brain, actually works in terms of stories. That is how we remember, how we process information. The point of this story, it has many different points, but the point Tracy was trying to get across when she was using this is how we can improve our memory. Using rhyming words, phonetic cues are a good way, but it is better to have more than one sense helping you to remember. So if she had also thought of a picture of a donkey, it would probably have made it easier for her to recall. Other than that, a 99-second story should have a single point you're trying to get across. Whenever possible, make it a personal story based on your experience. And if the story is going to make fun of somebody, make sure it is making fun of you. That way, you get a lot of sympathy from the listeners.